Good morning, KBLA Talk Community. This is Reverend Gerald, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus. We come to you each and every Saturday morning at 7 a.m., and we want to thank all of you early birds for waking up with us. We discuss many topics. We have a focus on mental illness and addiction, but we talk about everything that affects the urban family. We bring qualified and certified experts that offer knowledge, tools, and coping skills that you need to help your families live their best life. Our goal is to make sure that you early birds catch that worm. That worm is wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation. The wisdom to better understand the issue or condition, the opportunity to hear and share real life stories, the resources to help improve that situation, and most importantly, the motivation to take the necessary steps to enhance your life physically, mentally, and spiritually. Our New Year's resolution is to make sure that we give you a word for the week every Saturday morning. And the word for the week from Sister Niwili is to stop trying to calm the storm. Calm yourself and the storm will pass. So I want you to tell everybody you know about KBLA Talk 1580, the only black-owned radio station this side of the Mississippi. I should say talk station this side of the Mississippi. And make sure you tell them to download the KBLA 1580 app so they can listen anywhere at any time. We've got a lot to talk about at KBLA Talk 1580, and today's topic is going to be the wellness uprising. But before we get into our conversation and introduce our guests, this is Martin Luther King weekend. Today is his birthday. But this, we're going to be celebrating him all weekend, and rightfully so. With the things that are going on in our world today, everything that he did, everything that he said, and everything that he stood for actually has more meaning now than it did then. You know, today, Martin Luther King Jr. is 93 years old. He was born January 15th, 1929. And I say he is 93 years old because I believe he's alive today as he's ever been. He lives within each and every one of us. His dream still lives in our thoughts and in our words and in our actions. The moment we lose our diligence and resolve to fight for justice, civil rights, and basic human rights for black folks and all of the underserved community, that's the moment that Martin's dream and the dream of all the members of the movement who gave their life physically so we could experience a spiritual life going forward. The political element today is only a few degrees away from that was during Reconstruction. You know, the federal policies and the federal politicians have kept us on a merry-go-round of civil rights since the Civil Rights Act of 1866. Before and during Reconstruction, it was something called the Radical Republicans that called for the freedom of slaves. Today, it's the conservative Republicans that's calling to take us backwards. You know, when they killed Abraham Lincoln, Andrew Johnson took office, and he made some deals with those southern states even after the slaves were freed, so they could come up with these things that they call black codes. And you know, black codes, you know, that's code word for what became Jim Crow. So you see, we had no legal or social rights then, and they're trying to take them away from us now. There were all these acts that were passed by Congress and that were signed. 1986, they had a Civil Rights Act for citizenship. 1957, 1960, 1965, they had acts for voting. 1964 and 1991, they had a Civil Rights Act for labor. 1968, they had one for housing. And now they can't even get a Voting Rights Act passed in 2022. So our advancements all came from peaceful protests and massive uprisings. And that's why we're going to talk about an uprising today for wellness. Everything started with something called Beacon's Revolt. And we're going to talk a little bit about Beacon's Revolt going forward in the program. But, you know, it was one of those situations where at one time, you know, we all worked together. The poor white folks, the poor black folks, we all were on that slave train together. And all of a sudden, when we decided to have a massive uprising, they got nervous. And after that massive uprising, that's when they created these laws. And they came up with this phrase that they call white people. And they made white people the superior person in the environment, and they gave them rights to vote. These were the slaves now. They gave the white slaves property, rights to vote. They freed them, made them better than the person they were working with in the field. And so now here we are. They have this attitude, but they were given that attitude by the federal government. So if you want to know more about Beacon's Revolt, there was a book written, The Birth of the White Nation by Dr. Jacqueline Ballatore. Pick up that book and it'll give you the full story, and you'll understand that what we're fighting today was actually legislated into being by the forefathers of this country. So Martin Luther King Jr. came, did everything to get us where we are today, and he did it with love. He didn't hate white folks. He was upset with the government that initiated all of these things that gave white folks the opportunity to oppress us. So he was against oppression, but he loved everybody. So when we come forward, we're going to get to our guests from the Wellness Uprising. We're going to introduce Ms. Joyce Stone, who's going to give us a little bit about how we can improve ourselves, how we can calm ourselves, because this storm that we're in is truly going to pass. I'm Reverend Gerald. This is Urban Family Focus. And when we come forward, we're going to talk about the Wellness Uprising.
You're listening to the all-new weekend lineup of enlightening, encouraging, and empowering talk shows.
Exclusively on KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Welcome to Allstate, where you can save just by being you. DriveWise and the Allstate mobile app gives you personalized driving feedback, and by adding it to your policy, you can save for driving safe just by being yourself. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Not available in every state. Savings based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Savings vary, subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Los Angeles Urban League continues to maintain a key role as one of the Los Angeles region's most effective community institutions that achieve significant results in addressing urgent priorities and human needs confronting underserved communities. In 2021, thanks to the Los Angeles Urban League's many partners, the organization's strength has surged. Primary programs such as the Entrepreneurship Center, Biz Camp for Youth, Backstage Careers, Project Ready, a free college and career training program for 13 to 18-year-old students who earn money while receiving valuable skills and learning, Construction Career Academy, and other programs and initiatives will be the beneficiaries of the success of its centennial campaign and fundraising efforts. For more information, visit the Los Angeles Urban League website at laul.org. That's laul.org.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. A My Social Security account allows you to access your earnings history and benefits information, request a replacement Social Security card, get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This is Ice-T,
Stone Cold Steve Austin,
and Matty Ice.
This is a cold call.
I convinced NFL teams to turn to cold water washing with Tide.
The NFL, your uniforms get dirty.
Tide can handle it, even in cold. Plus, if fans join in, they can save up to $150 on their energy bill.
Looks like you just made the team, rookie.
Turn to cold with Tide.
And that's the bottom line.
It's got to be Tide. Energy savings based on average when switching from hot to cold and non-AC machines.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Get ultra strong for your South Pole. Charmin keeps your undies whiter than the North Pole. A shiny, hiney, a brand new year. Call it a Charmin, happy new year.
May your holidays be Charmin, clean, merry, and bright. May all your undies be Charmin, clean, white.
Charmin Ultra Strong just cleans better. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Ready on take one?
Ready.
Okay, this is a crucial moment of the audiobook, The Big Escape.
Chapter 9. They had waited long enough when finally the clock struck midnight and...
Wait, where are you going? Nope.
When you need a taco, you need a taco. Try the Beefy Melton Fiesta Veggie Burritos. Just $2 each. Only at Taco Bell. And that's my time.
I'm not the voiceover guy, too, but... Guess I'll read the legal copy.
At participating Taco Bell stores for limited time only. Price and participation vary. Tax extra. Taco Bell vegetarian items allow for dairy and egg consumption. Preparation methods could lead to cross-contact with me. Visit TacoBell.com for full details.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Ever since the founding fathers of our nation dreamed this dream, America has been something of a schizophrenic personality. On the one hand, we have proudly professed the noble principles of democracy. And on the other hand, we have sadly practiced the very antithesis of those principles. Indeed, slavery and segregation have been strange paradoxes in a nation founded on the principle that all men are created equal. But now more than ever before, America is challenged to realize its noble dream. For the shape of the world today does not permit us the luxury of an anemic democracy, and the price that the United States must pay for the continued exploitation and oppression of the Negro and other minority groups is the price of its own destruction.
You've been listening to the great, the impactful Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And what he was saying was kind of reiterating what I mentioned in our opening dialogue. America has always talked a good game. They've always preached freedom and democracy. But as it pertains to us, it's been slow coming and the train is still moving slowly. So I don't know whether we're at the beginning, in the middle, or at the end of our struggle. But I do know by being physically fit, by being mentally well, and by being spiritually whole, we can help endure until we win this battle, and we are going to win. So to do so today, we're going to have a wellness uprising. And our guest is Joyce Stone, who is a Reiki practitioner too. And for the past 5 years, she's been practicing the healing arts alongside Ms. Rhonda Kirkendall Jabari, who is the founder of Wellness Uprising. So, practitioner Joyce Stone, welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Well, Joyce, we're going to delve into how we can get ourselves whole and healthy, and particularly mentally whole and healthy by using some spiritual principles. So before we do that, let's talk to the audience a little bit and tell them about your journey in holistic healing.
My journey actually began when I was a child, per se. My mother was an older woman having children, and she had arthritis when we were children, my brother and I. And she would often ask me, could you give me a massage? And we had that smelly Sloan's liniment.
Ah, remember that. Remember that. She must have been from Louisiana, like my parents.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it was, I would use it and massage it into her knees and ankles and her hands. And she would just smile and literally say, you know, you have healing hands. And, you know, as children and teenagers say, well, yeah, okay, whatever. But nevertheless, that went in one ear and out the other until many years later. And I became wife and mother. And in order to put my sons to sleep, I would often give them massages and rub their feet and their back and their necks. Knocked them out every time. Then some years later, I was working at Lucy Florence. And I was looking at the pendulum set up that Rhonda had placed in the store. And one of them started swinging wildly, and there was no wind. The door wasn't open, and I called Rhonda. So I said, Rhonda, you've got some things going on in here. Could you tell me about it? And she laughed and said, well, it looks like, spirit is alive in rocks and trees and crystals and everything. And it looks like you've been chosen. So I said, okay. And then I said, well, tell me more about it. And she says, well, I'm a Reiki practitioner and I'm a healer. So long story short, 6 years later, that urge kept coming back to me. I kept hearing my mother's words, who passed in 2013. If you don't use your gift, you lose your gift. Mm-hmm. And I kept thinking, Mama wanted me to heal. Mama wanted me to use my gift that she felt was God-given. So I took the course. It took another 2 years for me to begin the course. Mm-hmm. But here I am today, and I love what I do.
We're talking to healing practitioner Joyce Stone from the Wellness Uprising. And today's discussion is going to center around a holistic approach to health and wellness. So if you or one of your loved ones are suffering from insomnia, high blood pressure, addiction, depression, grief, a little confusion, a lot of stress, PTSD, anger, ADD, ADHD, or even having nightmares, you're in the right place at the right time. And for those of you who may feel a little uncomfortable or holistic healing is new to you, Martin Luther King, who we celebrate this weekend, his most famous quote, the one that I gravitated to, says this: science investigates, religion interprets. Science gives man knowledge, which is power. Religion gives man wisdom, which is control. Science deals mainly with facts. Religion deals mainly with values. The two are not rivals. So we have our traditional ways of approaching things. Some of us who grew up like I did in that old Southern Baptist environment, you've had hands laid on you for healing. So today we're going to talk about the alternative holistic approach that's been around for over 1,000 years and has helped millions of people. We know some of those people as chiropractors, iridologists, acupuncturists, herbalists, and other certified practitioners. But they can all work in tandem just as they work independently to provide a positive impact to our physical, mental, and spiritual life. So, Rhonda, talk about this Reiki that you studied. What's the Reiki experience all about?
Well, Reiki is a modality that helps people experience a deep state of relaxation during which their innate self-healing mechanisms are activated to address disruptions and blockages to their flow of positive energy.
And in preparation, as you were going through the classes, what were the questions that came to your mind that allowed you to get comfortable? I know she answered them for you, mm-hmm. but I'm sure, like everyone else, when you're exposed to something new, you have questions about it. Do you remember what those questions that were flowing through your mind at the time you were being trained to be a Reiki practitioner?
Well, somewhat, because actually I was overjoyed at the entire notion of becoming a sister in healing, as we called it at that time. But having been given Reiki, my experience was very colorful. It was enlightening and almost an out-of-body experience. So, of course, after that session had ended, I was like, why did I see colors? Why did I feel sensations? And to which Rhonda answered, your energy was shifting and changing and being balanced and radiating who you are as a person. So everyone's experience was different. But mainly that was really my question as to the sensations and visuals that I felt at the time.
So is it, I've never experienced Reiki. I'm I'm tuned in, you know, from a minister's standpoint to prayer. I'm tuned in to meditation, and I know we have to do things in life to calm ourselves and help ourselves through certain situations. I know there was a time when I was having a problem sleeping. And, you know, got to the point where I went to the doctor, and you know what they did. They offered me some pills to take to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, I said, I don't think I want to take a pill every night to go to sleep. You know, so they gave me this headset to take home and wear, you know, so they can monitor my brain and see why I wasn't sleeping. And I was supposed to bring it back, and they put it in this machine, and he says, oh, you're doing fine. You don't have any sleep apnea or anything, you know, disturbing, just a little insomnia. Mm-hmm. So, you know, take those pills and, you know, everything will be okay. And something inside of me resisted that.
Of course.
So when I went back to take him the headset, actually it was one of his nurses kind of pulled me to the side. She says, try hot yoga. I said, And you know how us black men are. I'll figure this out on my own. I don't need to do that. You know, and I kept having the issue. And then one day I said, you know what? I'm going to try hot yoga. So I started going to hot yoga classes. And I combined, you know, some other things that I needed to do, like relaxing and meditating and, you know, even doing what mama taught me to do when I was a little boy. Say your prayers, boy, before you go to sleep.
That's right. That's
you know,
right. 'Cause
we get busy sometimes and forget to do those things. And started going to hot yoga along with those things, and my sleep has improved immensely. So I understand, you know, that those holistic arts that have nothing to do with taking medication, but I'm listening to you, but I still want to hear a little bit more about what that experience is. Are you laying on a table? Are you sitting in a chair? You know, what does that Reiki experience comprise of? You know?
Well, the Reiki experience, when they are in our studio, they're laying on the table,
mm-hmm.
on their back, and it entails holding your The practitioner holds their hands mm-hmm. over the recipient's body. We are all, as living beings, mm-hmm. energy portals. We draw it in. When you look up at the sun, you see rays of energy. We have that same energy. It's universal.
Mm-hmm.
So the hands are held over the body, and certain lower portions of the body are touched, such as the sides of the hips, mm-hmm. the knees, and the feet, because those are the grounding areas that receive the most energy, because we're upright people.
Absolutely.
When a person is far away, or let's say North Carolina, as one of my recipients was earlier last week,
mm-hmm.
we do what's called remote Reiki.
Okay.
And like you, mm-hmm. I believe in laying the hands upon the sick that they may be made whole. Like you, I was raised as a Christian. So remote Reiki, and I'll put this in terms where people who are Christians and spiritual people can understand, it becomes a prayer combined with action. So I still utilize the same hand motions over the particular parts of the body. I speak their names, affirmations, and I send that energy to them remotely. Now, sometimes we use FaceTime mm-hmm. or Zoom, and we can see each other. But other times I set up that particular Reiki session, let them know that it's been completed, and then I send it, and then let them know that when at their leisure, they can receive that energy healing, and just basically instruct them, lay down, put on soothing music, light a candle, whatever it is that you know will take you to a state of relaxation, and receive it.
So it's no matter what we're dealing with in our day-to-day activities, everybody recognizes and realizes that when we're able to, through whatever method, calm ourselves, when we're able to quiet down that nervous energy that's moving around in our body and that's racing through our mind, that's keeping us from connecting with that essence within us that we know is the presence and power that guides and leads us at all times. It sounds to me, and again, this is new to me, but it sounds mm-hmm. to me that Reiki, like a lot of other healing methods, you know, connects you with that calm center. It takes that energy and directs it to that area of intuitive knowing, if you will, where the body knows how it should feel, what it wants to feel, and grabs it and holds on to it in that calm state that Reiki puts us in. Am I getting there? Am I close?
You're getting there, and you're extremely close.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. What little bit did I miss?
Well, here's the thing. Reiki is an energy healing for the mind, the body, and the soul. So besides relaxation and administering the ability to have a deep sleep, it also stirs some emotions. Oftentimes we have deeply rooted emotional abuse. There are addictions that reside in our bodies. And because of that, as any illness, it'll manifest in ways that bring out negative behaviors.
I see. We're having a conversation with Joyce Stone, Reiki practitioner too, about this wonderful healing experience that is called Reiki. And when we come forward, we're going to continue our conversation on Urban Family Focus. This is Reverend Gerald, the life coach. And stay with us, because Ms. Joyce Stone, practitioner too, is going to give us some insight, not just into Reiki, but a lot of the other healing methods that we use as we all seek to have this wellness uprising.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
I'm Shelley Wade, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. The Health and Human Services Secretary is extending the COVID public health emergency. Xavier Becerra extended the declaration another 90 days on Friday, allowing many public health protections and financial aid programs to go on for at least another 3 months. The declaration has now been extended 8 times since first being announced in January 2020. Today is Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.'s birth anniversary. Did you know that Dr. King was the first African-American Man of the Year in Time Magazine's 1963 issue? The only other African-American man to receive the title was Barack Obama in 2008. For more facts you may not have known about Dr. King, head to binnews.com. Of course, the holiday that honors the late civil rights leader is Monday. And that's the latest. I'm Shelley Wade from your source for 24/7 news, the Black Information Network, and binnews.com.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580, connecting you with services and solutions. The Koreatown Youth and Community Center, or KYCC, was established in 1975 to support at-risk youth. Today, KYCC is the leading multi-service organization in Koreatown, supporting children and their families in the areas of education, health, housing, and finances. KYCC is committed to making Koreatown a safe and beautiful place to live and work. The mission of KYCC is to serve the needs of the Korean Americans in Greater Los Angeles as well as the multi-ethnic Koreatown community. KYCC's programs and services are directed towards recently immigrated, economically disadvantaged youth and families and promote community socioeconomic empowerment. To donate, volunteer, or to get help, 213-365-7400. That's 213-365-7400 or visit kyccla.org. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
Where can you find dope black people in L.A.? ColorCon. Where can you go to shoot the breeze and learn something new and leave refreshed? ColorCon. Well, Saturday, February 5th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., you have found it. ColorCon, an encounter of the dopest millennials and Gen Xers in L.A. Get your tickets today. Early bird special at $35, general admission $60, or live stream with online marketplace for $25. Many options to attend. Hear how collaborations can get us further. Hear from Native Angelenos on being of service to others. Be inspired to give back. Go to colorsociety.com today. Again, KOLORsociety.com. Visit the two productivity sessions to help you level up. The CREAM session, also the liftoff session. Come ready Saturday, February 5th to spread good vibes, relax, and leave more leveled up than when you came. ColorSociety.com. KOLORSociety.com. ColorCon.
KBLA Talk 1580. Speak out and be heard. Be heard.
Hello, KBLA listeners. This is Dr. Bill from the Denti Dental Med Spa. We are located at 5830 Overhill Drive, Suite Number 1, Windsor Hills, California. Medenti Dental Med Spa is an establishment where your dental treatment is completed in a spa-like setting. Some of our services include veneers, dentures, implants, as well as emergency dental services such as extractions. Thank you, KBLA. Partnering with the station is the best thing I've done for my practice to improve our brand awareness and provide customer awareness of our location. Ilya Daly, with his marketing and branding expertise, has set our practice in position for success. He is easy to work with and very passionate about the business of driving sales and customers to your business.
Black voices, they matter here.
To increase your market share and benefit from advertising on KBLA 1580, log on to KBLA1580.com and click on Advertise with KBLA at the top of our site and submit your information.
We are opening doors and breaking down barriers. KBLA Talk 1580. We've got you covered. And we've got a lot to talk about.
Well, I started my own restaurant because I love to cook. But that also means a lot of greasy pots and pans. And we can't waste time with endless sink changeovers. So we upgraded to Dawn Professional Pot and Pan.
Dawn Professional cleans 58% more pots and pans per sink than the leading competitor.
Less dish soap, fewer changeovers, and more time doing what we love.
Dawn Professional. It's clean. Upgraded. From P&G Professional.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580. Connecting you with services and solutions. Minority AIDS Project is a California nonprofit organization that provides educational and other HIV/AIDS-related support services free of charge to eligible individuals regardless of age, gender, ethnicity, culture, language, or circumstances, with a primary focus on the African American and Latino communities in Central and South Central Los Angeles. Minority AIDS Project is the first community-based HIV/AIDS organization established and managed by people of color. It was founded by Archbishop Carl Bean and the Unity Fellowship Church of Christ in 1985 and has been serving South LA ever since. To make a donation or access services, call 323-936-4949. That's 323-936-4949 or visit MinorityAIDSProject.org. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith. Gerald Smith. A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
I am happy. I am happy. I have a dream.
I got a dream.
One day.
We're going to work it out.
One day.
We're going to work it out.
One day.
We're going to work it out.
I have a dream.
I got a dream.
Welcome
one
back.
Day.
I'm Reverend Gerald, and this is Urban Family Focus. We're having a conversation this morning with holistic health practitioner Joyce Stone. We're talking about non-traditional approaches to mental, physical, and spiritual health. And we invite you to join the conversation. So call us at 800-920-1580. That's the KBLA 1580 power line at 800-920-1580. Before we continue our conversation with Sister Joyce, I want to remind everyone that Urban Family Focus is presented by the Los Angeles Urban League. For 100 years, the Los Angeles Urban League has served as a powerful advocate for African Americans and other minorities by ensuring our communities have access to careers and living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. For information on the Los Angeles Urban League's programs and services, and to find out about their upcoming events, log on to laul.org. That's laul.org. So, Practitioner Joyce, we've been talking about Reiki and the powerful experience that it is. So my question for you going forward is Reiki only for sick people, or is it something that everyone should seek to enjoy, even if they're not having a specific problem?
Absolutely not. You don't have to be sick to benefit from Reiki. Reiki is an excellent way to sustain one's overall well-being and to balance the mind, the body, and the soul. It just balances. It's a self-care practice, or better yet, a self-care journey. Because once you begin that journey and you benefit from it, it's one that you want to continue throughout your life.
Right.
It becomes a lifestyle.
Uh-huh. So it's, you speak of lifestyle. It goes in with what Sister Nawili told us. You know, you have to,
yes,
if we calm ourselves, you know, the rest will take care of itself.
Not only that, mm-hmm, how you are in the present emanates, mm-hmm, to the present and the future. And you have a positive effect on those around you. In that regard, you have a positive effect on your community. So it's a shift. It's a change. You're able to enact that paradigm shift, as we like to say.
Right. Yeah. And I want our listeners to really realize, those who don't, the power of self-care and the need for self-care. I know when I was in school, you know, studying to be an addiction counselor, the mm-hmm very first class, the very first thing they told us was, you're entering into a field where you're going to be absorbing a lot of drama. You're going to be dealing with a lot of situations that you don't understand. So the first thing that they told us to do was get into our own self-care. Make sure that we're doing the things on a daily basis that make our bodies work in the harmonic way that they're supposed to, in order for us to absorb and deal with the situations that we'll be faced with, and helping to calm other people and help them seek a healing in whatever issue they were facing. So the self-care thing is very important, and a lot of us do it in a lot of different ways. You know, like these sisters don't have, they have no problem going to get that hair done and the nails done and those feet massaged, you know, and maybe they're doing it out of vanity, but they're actually participating in a form of self-care. So they need to have that same energy in seeking other holistic ways of pampering themselves, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And Reiki is one of those ways that they can do it. Or they can do like I did, try a little hot yoga every once in a while. But we all need to. LeBron James has this app called Calm, you know.
Oh, yes.
We all need to plug in to something and not make it only when we're feeling bad, only when we're tense. Make it part of our routine. You know, I get a massage at the same time, at the same place, every month without fail, no matter what's going on in my life. And I made it a priority, you know, so nothing interferes. I even have denied playing golf so I can make sure I get my massage, because I know that's part of my self-care. And so Reiki can become that for anybody that's seeking something new and different to calm themselves and make them the best person they can be.
Absolutely. Well, as you mentioned, women do love to go and get the hair and the nails and everything done. That enhances the outward appearance of a person,
mm-hmm,
men and women alike. However, Reiki is internal, and the body is intuitive. It knows what it needs to heal. Energy will flow to those areas. Energy will flow to that spirit or the emotion and begin that healing process. So, yes, it's intuitive. And as a practitioner, it's reciprocal. Because when energy is flowing through me to the person, it returns and it becomes cyclical.
Mm-hmm.
So I benefit from giving that healing.
Right.
As well as the person receiving.
Right. And that's the giving nature of all of us who get up every day and make it a point to help someone else move through whatever it is that they're experiencing, we get the joy.
It's nurturing.
We're trying to give to them, that joy comes from us, and it's reciprocated to us because we're able to help them.
Yes. You know?
So there are other opportunities at the Wellness Uprising. There are other things that you guys provide, I'm sure.
Yes.
But Reiki seems to be the lead dog, if you will, or the main thing that's the pillar. That's the top. That's at the top. So how does Reiki fit in that scheme of holistic self care? Where is it? We know it's at the top of the spectrum, but what follows closely behind?
Well, it's the foundation, mm-hmm. but what emanates from that foundation is chakra balancing. Chakra balancing entails opening and tapping into and balancing the areas from the crown to the third eye all the way down to the root of the body, because those are energy centers of everyone's being that needs healing. It needs to be balanced. And when we're feeling out of sorts, there's a lack of clarity. Once those chakras are balanced in the body, the person's entire well-being is realized.
Yeah. You know, that you mentioned that word chakra. What's the chakra? What does that refer to?
Well, when we're babies, mm-hmm. we have a soft spot at the very top of the head.
Okay. That's true. I remember that.
Right? Uh-huh. It closes up as we grow older and becomes hard. But that is your crown chakra. That is the area where spirit, information, and everything flows through. Then you have your third eye, which is in the middle of the forehead. That's also where the pineal gland is located.
Exactly.
So your chakras are basically aligned with your glandular structures. And you know your glands filter and bring changes and nutrients to your body. So once those glands are energized and cleared and able to function properly, then the chakras are balanced.
Okay, I got that.
Okay.
I got that.
Yeah, you know, a little bit of physiology.
Yeah, I got that.
Along with, you know, from birth to now. Uh-huh.
So that's the science of what we're talking about.
Absolutely. There is a combination of the science and the practice.
Got it. This is KBLA Talk 1580, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus with Reverend Gerald. And when we come forward, we're going to continue our conversation with holistic health practitioner Joyce Stone. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Nobody's perfect, but everybody's important.
Don't change the dial.
We've got a lot to talk about. This is KBLA Talk 1580.
People who California sterilize can now apply for reparation payments. Maisha Cairo here with your K-Black Minute News, brought to you by CaliforniaBlackMedia.org. People who the state of California had a hand in forcing or coercing to undergo vasectomies or get their tubes tied are now eligible for compensation. The payments will come from a $7.5 million state fund. Some of the victims were sterilized without their knowledge or consent. There are about 600 survivors that are eligible and alive who underwent the now illegal method of birth control, either at a state medical facility or in prison. Survivors have until December 21st of next year, 2023, to apply for compensation by visiting victims.ca.gov/FISCP. or by calling 1-800-777-9229. That's 1-800-777-9229.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Get ultra strong for your South Pole. Charmin keeps your undies whiter than the North Pole. A shiny, hiney, a brand new year. Call it a Charmin Happy New Year.
May your holidays be Charmin, clean, merry, and bright. May all your undies be Charmin, clean, white.
Charmin Ultra Strong just cleans better. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
The Institute for Diversity Certification is all about the three D's: dedication, determination, and discipline. Learn more about our globally recognized diversity certification program today by calling 1-800-983-6192. Again, 1-800-983-6192 or visit diversitycertification.org. As the number one organization for certified diversity professionals and also certified diversity executive credentials, diversitycertification.org will provide an opportunity for you to demonstrate dedication to the field, determination to make progress, and more discipline to your process. Go today and learn more about the diversity certification system. Call 1-800-983-6192. Again, 1-800-983-6192. Or go to diversitycertification.org. That's diversitycertification.org. The standard of excellence, equity, diversity, and inclusion.
Why does Walgreens offer copays as low as $0 and 90-day refills? Because we care about Medicare, so you don't have to. I mean, do you really care to hear me go on about prescription delivery options making your life easier? Or how there's a pharmacy expert available 24/7 and one-click refills? Well, I just did anyways. Fill your Medicare prescriptions with Walgreens and save.
$0 copays apply to Tier 1 generic drugs and select plans with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Restrictions apply. See walgreens.com/Medicare for complete details.
History is now, and you are part of it. Thank you for spending your days with KBLA Talk 1580.
Let's jump back into the conversation.
We've got a lot to talk
about. For the day I can face any man and any woman with my feet solidly placed on the ground, my head in the air, because I know that when you are right, God will fight your battle. Darker yet may be the night, harder yet may be the fight. Just stand up for that which is right.
Welcome back. I'm Reverend Gerald, and this is Urban Family Focus. And we're talking with Joyce Stone, holistic practitioner. We're talking about how we can heal ourselves mentally, physically, and spiritually through some non-traditional methods that you can all find at the Wellness Uprising. So, Joyce, you mentioned chakras, and you gave us a good understanding of what they're all about. So what else is, well, before we get to that, hold on, we do have a caller. I'm sorry. We have a caller, Rhonda on line one. Rhonda on line one.
Hi, yes, I'm here. Thank you.
And
good morning. Thank you so much for hosting. Good morning. And thank you for being there for hosting this conversation, Reverend Gerald. And I just wanted to see if I could get Joyce to quickly speak a little bit about how Reiki may support people with cancer, if it can, okay, and how you think that might help.
Okay. So Rhonda's, her question is, how can Reiki support people with cancer?
Oh, absolutely. Well, because Reiki is a complementary healing modality, not an alternative, it can be used alongside any other medical or energy healing method. It'll only serve to strengthen whatever else someone may be going through with cancer. And a prime example is the way Reiki supports patients who are receiving treatments such as chemotherapy and some of the pills that they had to take. And presently we have a free Reiki treatment for cancer patients program, which we offer distance and hands-on for people who are receiving chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery for the treatment of cancer.
So Reiki is something that can be used, as I kind of stated earlier, in conjunction with traditional
Absolutely.
Methods of healing, and in particularly with cancer patients who have to sometimes are on an overload of medication in order to deal with their situation, and they need something to kind of balance what's going on in their body, and Reiki is something that can help do that.
Absolutely. They find a sense of relief, the ability to relax more, and believe it or not, there is energy flowing in the areas where the cancer had been residing, and they have felt immense healing. Because we don't want to just say tingling or whatever. We're calling it healing.
Healing.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So, Rhonda, thank you for that call, and thank you for that question. I'm hoping that you got the answer you were looking for. Is there anything else that or another comment you'd like to make before we move forward?
No, I just want to thank you both again for this program this morning. Very timely.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
So that was interesting. I'm glad that we were able to talk about, you know, the impact that it can have on a serious illness. You know, so again, this is Urban Family Focus, and we're talking with practitioner Joyce Stone. And when we come forward, we're going to wrap up our topic about the wellness uprising and the holistic healing that they offer here at KVLA Talk 1580.
The Los Angeles Urban League continues to maintain a key role as one of the Los Angeles region's most effective community institutions that achieve significant results in addressing urgent priorities and human needs confronting underserved communities. In 2021, thanks to the Los Angeles Urban League's many partners, the organization's strength has surged. Primary programs such as the Entrepreneurship Center, Biz Camp for Youth, Backstage Careers, Project Ready, a free college and career training program for 13 to 18-year-old students who earn money while receiving valuable skills and learning, Construction Career Academy, and other programs and initiatives will be the beneficiaries of the success of its centennial campaign and fundraising efforts. For more information, visit the Los Angeles Urban League website at laul.org. That's laul.org.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith
when we come forward
on KVLA Talk 1580.
Did you know running your dishwasher every night with Cascade Platinum actually saves water?
Saving water. Smarter.
It's true. An Energy Star certified dishwasher with Cascade Platinum uses only 4 gallons of water per cycle, while a running sink uses that every 2 minutes. Every load saves water.
Saving water. Smarter with the dishwasher.
So do it every night. Run your dishwasher with Cascade Platinum, the surprising way to
save water.
Adversity introduces a man to himself. How you handle it, that's where the growth takes place.
Keep bumping me against the wall. Yeah, I know I let the slide the phone.
Come on.
But until you see me,
say what?
Trust me.
Hi, I'm Tavis Smiley. Happy New Year, Happy New You. Throughout the month of January, we have a special treat for all of our KBLA app users. Never let misery have the last word. 7 short essays on how to bounce back. Bounce back, bounce back.
Get better, strong and ferocious. You don't even gonna see the rest. Coming back more fearless, more determined, and focused. I ain't even started yet.
Each week, we'll be sending out push alerts to your mobile phone or smart device with audio inspiration from this forthcoming book that will help you recalibrate and get ready to bounce back in 2022.
So you ready, you better get ready.
With essays entitled, You're Still You, Stir Up the Gift, Minute by Minute, Be Grateful, and Never Mind the Naysayers, these free audio commentaries from the book, Never Let Misery Have the Last Word, will help get you back on your square and ready for your breakthrough this year.
This year. Get up! Get up!
All you have to do to receive this free gift each week during the month of January is to download the KBLA app and wait for the weekly push alerts. That's it. So tell all your friends and family to download the KBLA app today, and enlightenment, encouragement, and empowerment is on the way.
They need to see your spirit come back to you.
Try again. Fail again. Fail better. But never let misery have the last word.
We all have purpose. Purpose.
KBLA Talk 1580. Speak out and be heard. Be heard.
Brandon Foster, State Farm Insurance. We specialize in risk management, advisement, home insurance, car insurance, life insurance, annuities, financial services. At State Farm, we help people manage the risks of everyday life. We're located in the heart of El Segundo, California, just about 5 minutes away from LAX. Shout out to KBLA, all the good folks over here, Mr. Smiley, Ilya Daly, and all the good people here at KBLA. Appreciate y'all for making this happen.
Black voices, they matter here.
To increase your market share and benefit from advertising on KBLA 1580, log on to KBLA1580.com and click on Advertise with KBLA at the top of our site and submit your information.
We are opening doors and breaking down barriers. KBLA Talk 1580.
Talk 1580.
We've got you covered.
And we've got a lot to talk about.
A lot to talk about. This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
The world in which we live is geographically one. The challenge that we face today is to make it one in terms of brotherhood. Now, it's true that the geographical oneness of this age has come to be into a large extent through modern man's scientific ingenuity. Modern man, through his scientific genius, has been able to dwarf distance and place time in chains. And our jet planes have compressed into minutes distances that once took weeks and even months. All of this tells us that our world is a neighborhood. Through our scientific and technological genius, we have made of this world a neighborhood, and yet we have not had the ethical commitment to make of it a brotherhood.
Rhonda, Joyce, we want to thank you for being here with us today. So quickly tell people how they can find you, give them the information they need where they can get in touch with the Wellness Uprising.
Okay. Well, Wellness Uprising is located in Westchester at 8703 South La Tijera Boulevard, Suite 205. You can call us at area code 323, number 424-1154. In order to reach us online and see exactly what we offer, we have a website at www.wellnessuprising.com. You can book your appointments and get all information on our website.
Joyce, thank you for being with us today on Urban Family Focus. We want to thank you for sharing all that great information about the holistic healing that's available at the Wellness Uprising. And you're invited, all of you who are listening in, you're invited to follow Urban Family Focus on Facebook at and Instagram at Urban Family Focus. And we've been pleased on this Martin Luther King weekend celebration to bring you some holistic healing, because we're going to need to be whole in order to finish this struggle. So this is Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald. Black Lives Matter is next. This is not a drill. We're still in it to win it.
KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.
I'm Shelley Wade, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. The Health and Human Services Secretary is extending the COVID public health emergency. Xavier Becerra extended the declaration another 90 days on Friday, allowing many public health protections and financial aid programs to go on for at least another 3 months. The declaration has now been extended 8 times since first being announced in January 2020. Today is Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.'s birth anniversary. Did you know that Dr. King was the first African-American Man of the Year in Time Magazine's 1963 issue? The only other African-American man to receive the title was Barack Obama in 2008. For more facts you may not have known about Dr. King, head to binnews.com. Of course, the holiday that honors the late civil rights leader is Monday. And that's the latest. I'm Shelley Wade from your source for 24/7 news, the Black Information Network and binnews.com.
This is a rather bold pronouncement, but we think we can back it up. Back it up.